Is Bro Radio.
The Sky News Centre at 7. Birmingham's long-running bin strike will continue after refuse workers voted overwhelmingly against a new offer. The City Council says it's incredibly disappointing. Ayub Khan, the independent MP for Birmingham Perry Bar, says residents are frustrated and upset.
They are paying council tax, an increase in 75% by this Labour-run council, and yet we've seen the streets. It's abysmal. And especially with Easter holidays, we have children now out on the streets. We know that this is a serious health hazard.
Donald Trump has questioned Volodymyr Zelensky's competence. Writing on social media, he's also accused the Ukrainian president of allowing the war with Russia to begin. A supply of raw materials needed to keep British Steel's Scunthorpe plant running have been paid for. Confirmations come from the Deputy Prime Minister, although Angela Rayner wouldn't be drawn on when they would arrive. The government's taken control of the plant and put in place an interim executive team following an emergency vote in Parliament on Saturday. Newcastle United have confirmed that their manager Eddie Howe is in hospital with pneumonia. He missed yesterday's Premier League win against Manchester United. An all-female crew of six, including the pop star Katy Perry, have successfully launched into space for a few minutes. Blue Origin, owned by Amazon boss billionaire Jeff Bezos, was behind the project. And golf legend Gary Player says Rory McIlroy has made everyone with a love for the sport incredibly proud by winning the Masters. McIlroy's friend, actor James Nesbitt, is backing him to add more big trophies to his haul.
From a very young age, knowing that he has been carrying the very heavy weight of the expectations and the burden of a nation, and for him to finally have been able to, in his eyes, deliver that to himself but also to us, I think, God willing, it will just unleash that talent.
And that's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Three Welsh Conservatives have been charged with betting on the date of last year's general election. They include Senedd member Russell George, who's been suspended by the party, and ex-MP Craig Williams, who was an aide to Rishi Sunak. The Gambling Commission's been investigating claims that insider information influenced wagers. Sky's political correspondent Amanda Acas says 12 more people face charges.
Anthony Lee, former director of the Conservative Party campaigning organisation. Laura Saunders was his wife and also a Conservative candidate for Bristol North West, who was then dropped. Nick Mason, former Tory Party chief data officer.
A man has admitted rioting in the Ely area of Cardiff following the deaths of two teenagers. 20-year-old Ryan Knight from Splott pleaded guilty after trouble flared when Kyrie Sullivan and Harvey Evans were killed in an e-bike collision. More than 40 people have been charged, with a series of trials getting underway in September. Barry Island Pleasure Park has denied claims it's offering jobs for less than a minimum wage. Adverts were posted on social media looking for ride operators ahead of the summer season, but the Funfair's owner Henry Danter told Wales Online that they're not recruiting and that their Facebook page may have been compromised. Aston Martin is among the nominees at this year's Wales Business Awards. The luxury car maker is a finalist in the workplace culture category for its Sinsafen plant. Meanwhile, a Bowie firm making breathalyzers, Lion Laboratories, is up for the Innovation Award. In sports, the WRU has given the three Welsh regions until tomorrow night to sign a new professional deal. It's believed concerns have been raised following the governing body's takeover of Cardiff Rugby. A five-year agreement had been reached in principle before Cardiff fell into administration last week.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio. Let's
can't control all the things a girl should know.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's been another packed weekend of sport here in the Vale. So on tonight's show, we're going to be bringing you the action from a round the Vale with the football and the rugby, including the women's Six Nations. And we're also going to be having a look to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in their Elite Hockey League playoff match. And I'm going to be talking to you about a sport that I took part in yesterday. And it was interesting, but I'll be telling you all about that later here at Bro.
Now, now.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in football, in the Adram Premier, season ended with a 2-0 win for Barrytown United over relegated Cardiff Met. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side finished 7th overall in the table and 2nd in the Plate Conference, but did achieve their highest ever finish and points total since joining the Welsh top flight. Barry became the first club to lose to the Archers this season when they met at Jenner Park last week, but the Met's relegation to the Adram South already confirmed. The return fixture at Kincoyd on Sunday saw a goalless first half, but no shortage of chances for the visitors, with Kira Harris, Ellie Priest and Ellie Gunny all testing keeper Charlotte Smith. But Barry did break the deadlock when Lucy Atwood found the Met defence wanting before her cross was headed in by Erin Murray. Priest went close to doubling the lead soon after, and Murray had a goal chalked off for offside. But she made good on 68 minutes when Ingrid Adland's effort rebounded into the path of the striker, who made no mistakes. Goalkeeper Molly Anson retained another clean sheet as Barry brought down the curtain to their league campaign. And in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United booked their place in the European playoffs with a 2-0 win at Coniskey Nomads. Despite going to 10 men, Andy Legg's men cruised home against their nearest rivals to win the playoff conference with a game to spare. Barry travelled to Flint knowing they needed just 1 point from their last two games of the season to remain on course for a UEFA Conference League spot next season. Their course was helped when the FAW granted not only a Tier 1 licence but also a UEFA licence for playing in the European competition. Legg opted for just one change from last month's win over Newtown, with Ben Magidson returning in place of Ellis Williams, who dropped to the bench. Both sides made a bright start with a speculative long-range effort from the Nomad striker Max Woodcock going inches wide of the net. But the visitors went ahead on 19 minutes when Robbie Wilmot's free kick was nodded home by the advancing Magidson from just outside the box. Will Richards was denied from adding a second with a low drive from distance saved by Nomads keeper George Radcliffe, while opposite number Leon Armstrong was on hand to collect another Woodcock effort from Noah Edwards' cross. Armstrong came into his own in the second half with a cross-come shot from Ben Nash saved by the keeper's fingertips at the near post. And Woodcock appeared to have equalised for Coniskey with a half volley, only for his effort to be ruled offside. Barry more or less wrapped up the win on 72 minutes when Mikey George's cross found Yian Owen, who tapped the ball past Radcliffe from close range for his 5th goal in as many games. The only downer, from a Barry point of view, came when goalscorer Magidson was sent off for the last 12 minutes after a 2nd yellow card foul on Fumpar Mwamdi. The game gradually ebbed out with Armstrong tipped away a goal-bound header from Callum Bratley. But Barry had got the job done, which pleased manager Andy Legg, who told S4's Scurio that he didn't want their playoff fate to go down to the last day of the season. The Nomads, whose own playoff ambitions are now dashed, responded by sacking their manager Billy Pater, despite still having another potential route into Europe in the form of next month's Welsh Cup final against the New Saints. And Barry wrap up the regular season with a Saturday lunchtime kickoff at home to Britton Ferry before a final push for Europe beckons. And up next on board, we're going to be bringing you the results from the Cymru South and selected matches from around the Vale.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Once upon a time, there was a little ogre named Shrek, who was appearing in a musical at the Paget Rooms in Penarth. It was a pretty nasty place, but ogres like nasty.
Hey Shrek, I want to be in a musical. In fact, it could be Donkey the Musical.
Listen, there is only one musical, my musical.
But I'm on the poster, Shrek. It's on from the 14th to the 18th of May. And I booked my tickets already at ticketsource.co.uk/pods. Am I right, Shrek?
That'll do, Donkey. That'll do.
Life never stands still, but memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dennis Powis, we're here to freeze life's precious moments From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinas Powys. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Workplaces of South Wales. Well done to every shop, cafe, pub, warehouse, factory and office. Your dedication to recycling every can, yoghurt pot, tea bag and piece of cardboard is helping to build a cleaner, greener Wales. So let's keep showing the world how it's done. Workplaces of Wales. Let's keep sorting. Search Workplace Recycling Law Wales.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
From Sully to St Hilary.
The Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to stay with football as the JT Cymru South season came to a conclusion, and Llantwit Major, they finished their campaign in ninth following a 1-0 defeat to Cwmbran Celtics. For Major, it was the end of an era as Jack Lansdowne called time on his goalkeeping career after more than 425 appearances for the club. The Llantwit veteran will be honoured by having a stand at Windmill Ground named in his honour, with the club also naming him as the first member of their new Hall of Fame. And Lansdowne's swan song saw him take the captain's armband for the second week running. But arguably this game mattered more to the hosts, who needed to better the result of Pembroke Harbour Rangers game at Carmarthen to avoid relegation. And sure enough, Celtic went in front after 12 minutes from an Ollie Berry corner, which was met powerfully by the head of Van Deeren, beating Lansdowne. But the away keeper did have one last moment in the sun when he saved Andrew Larkham's penalty to deny the hosts from doubling their lead. Celtic went on to hold on to the odd goal, with Pembroke Harbour playing out a 5-5 draw in Carmarthen. It was good enough to see them fight another season in the Cymru South. So as another season draws to an end, Llantwit settling for mid-table finish after 11 wins, 10 draws and 9 defeats from their 30 games, alongside a memorable experience in Europe via the Phoenix Trophy. And on Saturday, Kyrie, they lost 2-0 away to Cambrian United. And it was a goalless first half there, but Tim Parker broke the deadlock on 69 minutes. And then he hit a second goal late on in the game. So that finished 2-0, and Kyrie, finished their league campaign in 12th. But Dinas Powys also played on Saturday against Aberdare, and they won that match 8-0. Yes, 8-0. And it was a Gareth Emmanuel penalty got the scoring started, with Ericsson and Georgiani making it 3-0 at half-time. Jacob Flower started the second half scoring, with Ericsson getting his second. Ryan Garland got Dinas Powys' sixth goal, and another from Gareth Emmanuel made it 7-0. And then Lucas Murray capped off a fantastic result with the eighth goal for Dinas Powys. So Dinas Powys are sixth currently in the league, and next up for them is a Wednesday night game at Cardiff Cosmopolitan. And Cardiff Airport beat FC Cymmanan 4-2. Alfie Tipples got the home side off to a good start, but James Thornton levelled the match. Oliver Tipples got Cardiff Airport's second, and then Oliver Tipples extended the lead with his second and Cardiff Airport's third. Rhys Barton pulled one back, but Lee Stradling confirmed the win for Cardiff Airport. And a big well done to Cardiff Airport, as they've been promoted to the Ardell South West after being crowned South Wales Alliance champions. But next up for Cardiff Airport, they've got a cup game away to Vale United. And if all that football's got you the buzz, then Barry Athletic FC Purples under-15s have an open trial on Saturday the 17th of May, and that's from 10:45 at Bromorganic 3D Pitch. So the Barry Athletic Purple under-15s, so that's going to be year 10 in September 2025, and they're looking at recruiting players for the 2025-26 season. So come and be a part of a fantastic club where there is a great environment, regular weekly training, social team get-togethers, league and cup competitions, and friendly games throughout the season. And the games are recorded. There's monthly analysis sessions to help the team and individual performances. So if you're interested or you would like to know any more details about that, then you can find them on www.barryathletic.com. www.barryathleticfc.uk. So I'll say that again. So that's www.barryathleticfc.uk, or you can search them on the social medias, and I'm sure something will come up there for you. So that's already teams looking towards the 25-26 season. So that's, if you're interested in that, then please go and have a look. Next up on Bo, we're going to be changing sports, and we're going to be looking at the rugby. All that to come here at Bro. Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to change sporting action now, and we're going to look at the rugby form around the Vale. And the Admiral League campaign ended for Barry with a 33-3 defeat to Division 1 leaders St Joseph's. Barry were always likely to find it hard going against Tabletop in St Joseph's, with 9 first-team players absent through injury, illness or unavailability. The visitors duly completed a league double over the Bombers and remain unbeaten with just one game of their season to go. For the second time in less than a month, Barry had to play a rearranged fixture with 14 men, with passive scrums from the start, and once again it meant defeat and a disappointing end to Barry's season. It was all too familiar tale for what might have been. The margin of defeat was harsh on Barry, who got into scoring positions but were either halted by St Joseph's or an error saw the chance go begging. 3 times Barry were held up over the line, and a close range break from Alad Rees, which saw him through under the posts, was pulled back due to apparent crossing, which was simply another decision that was hard to fathom made by the officials. St Joseph's were often handed the initiative as Barry tried to force things, when a little more patience and another phase or two might have proved dividends. Barry were reduced to 13 men by a yellow card towards the end of the first half, with St Joseph's taking full advantage to score their 3rd try. The visitors picked up 3 yellow cards in the second half, the last with the clock in red, as Barry applied pressure on their line, but by then the scoring had long been completed. Barry finished the season in 8th and comfortably above the bottom 2, Rubina and Porth Harlequins, who were relegated. St Joseph's remain favourites for Division 1 East Central title ahead of their final game at Penarth on April the 26th. Though they could still be caught by Abercunnan, who finished their season at Llanishan on Saturday. And elsewhere around the Vale, Cowbridge are still in with a shout of promotion for Division 2 after beating Unhittable 48-14. They're 4th in the table, but just a point behind St Albans, who have a game in hand before Cowbridge play their final game at home to Caerphilly on Thursday the 30th of April. And Dinas Powys must wait to see if they'll go up as Division 4 champions after finishing their campaign with a 26-8 win at Tylerstown on Wednesday, followed by a 45-26 victory at Brackler on Saturday. Their nearest rivals Ferndale still have 3 games left to play, as do 3rd place Pontyclun, who could yet deny Dinas back-to-back promotions. And in the WRU Women's Championship, Open Athians returned from a lengthy break in action with a 27-22 victory at Haverford West. And also in action were the Women's Six Nations team, and they took on France on Saturday, and it was in France, and a final result was a 42-12 to France, but it was quite a good game, and it was close at halftime. It was 21-12 at halftime, so Wales were sniffing around, and they were in with a little shout there, and watching it, there was some good moments for Wales. But unfortunately, that defeat leaves them now 6th in the table for the Six Nations there. And they've got a Sunday game match, and they're at home to Ireland, and that's on Sunday the 20th. So that's to look forward to, and, you know, get behind the team there. I mean, it was there was a good performance, and we know that, you know, France is always a tough prospect, be it in the men's game or the women's game. So there was lots of a lot of effort, and there was some good promising moments in there, and again, this is a Wales team building, new manager in, head coach in there, so it is looking promising, but it'll be a good game against Ireland there. What we're going to bring you next on board, we're going to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in their Elite Hockey League playoffs. Still to come.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Are you the parent of a 3 or 4-year-old? You could be claiming up to 30 hours of childcare and early education per week. The Childcare Offer for Wales is here to help you, whether you want to return to work, increase your hours, or do that course you've always been thinking about. Don't let childcare costs hold you back. You're there to support your child. We're here to support you. Simply visit gov.wales/childcare offer for Wales and get help today.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite, made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey, and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Lives Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents are open now.
Categories include
Teacher of the Year, sponsored by the Big Fresh Catering Company. Young Person of the Year, sponsored by Fun Harbour.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm.
Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents. We're a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Let our family move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can help you for life. Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at how the Cardiff Devils got on in their Elite League playoffs finals weekend. So they took on Coventry Blaze and they took them played against them on Saturday and on Sunday, and it was a good result for the Devils. They will now face the league winners Belfast Giants in the semi-final on Saturday after winning 8-3 on aggregate against the Coventry Blaze. So the Devils had won on Saturday 2-0 in Coventry in the quarterfinal first leg, but the Blaze levelled the tie with two goals from Jackson Creasy and Morton Juergens in the Cardiff return. But then Brad Schoenbert replied for the Devils, and Luciano's goal made it 3-1 to the Blaze on the night, again levelling the tie over two legs. Ryan Barrow netted Devils' second of the game before goals from Cole Sanford, Sam Duggan, Zach O'Brien and Joey Martin in the final period sealed a 6-3 victory and their place in Nottingham next weekend. And the other semi-final will see Nottingham Panthers take on the Sheffield Steelers with the final on Sunday the 20th of April. So still all to play for the Devils. They've got some silverware already this season, and I know the league campaign, it did have its ups and there was a few downs, and getting a couple of wins and then the consistency seemed to drift away just a little bit there, but that's a cracking quarterfinal playoff result there against the Coventry Blaze. So it's on to the semi-final for them, and again I'm still amazed that they can play all these matches in short period of time. I mean, they played and not just the Devils are sort of the teams that they play against as well, because they all seem to do it, and they're always playing all the time. And that was a Saturday and a Sunday game as well, so that was one day straight after each other. But let's just hope they can do the business against the Belfast Giants. It's going to be a tough game. Belfast Giants did win the top the Elite Hockey League, so let's just hope that they can progress there, and it might be a little bit more silverware there for the Devils. And next on Vaux, I took part in a bit of a sporting challenge, so I pushed myself out of my comfort zone just a little bit, and I'm going to tell you all about that up next on Vaux.
What'd you do that for? When you first left me,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So I'm going to tell you now about a bit of a sport that I took up on, and I did this on Sunday morning, actually. And it's always been something that's interested me just a little bit, and it's cold water swimming. So I found a group using social medias, and so that was the Barry Blue Tits group, and I met them down at Watchtower Bay at 9 o'clock on Sunday, and I decided to take the plunge with them. So they first thing I'm going to say is they made me feel very welcome on there, and you know, you can take it at your own pace. If I didn't want to go in, there wouldn't be no forcing me to go into the water, but I thought I would. I thought while I was there, I might as well give it a go. So I had all my stuff ready, and didn't really think about it too much whilst I was doing it, because I think if I thought about it too much, I might have backed out. Sort of approaching the water, I'm sort of to control my breathing a bit. I may have said some words that I potentially can't repeat on the radio show. Sort of as it got just sort of above the knees, and then it hit the mid drift. But I did take the plunge. I mean, I didn't dunk my head under the water because I wasn't that brave. But I did dip my shoulders in, and it's fantastic. You get quite a lot of support from other members of the group that were there. And there was no pressure, there was no forcing or pushing, and I don't know how long I stayed in there for. I'd like to say it was half an hour. It was nowhere near half an hour though. I think it was probably more like five or six minutes. And then they always say if you start shivering, then that's the time to get out. I didn't start shivering, but I could just feel sort of the ends of my fingers starting to get a little bit cold. So I think that was the right time for me to get out. And again, nobody said, oh, stay in for a little bit longer. Once you're ready to get out, that's it. That's your time, because everyone's body's different, and everyone sort of deals with the temperature differently. So there's health benefits to doing things like that. I asked them what they thought the temperature was in the water, and they said it was probably around 7, 8, maybe 8 degrees. On there, they do challenges as well, so they can get sort of more accurate readings on the water. But if it's something you're interested in, or you're not sure about, if you just want more information, then you can find them on the social medias, and the group itself sort of on there, it's a worldwide group, and they do lots of swims sort of in different countries, and all that, and you know, it's one of those where you get as much support, and you don't have to take part, you don't have to dip in every week. You can turn up and sort of every so often and do it, and no one's going to sort of pressure you into getting into the water. But they do, as I said, I went there on Sunday, and I met them at 9 o'clock, but they do a Saturday and a Sunday morning swim, and they do sort of early morning ones as well. If you're on their Facebook page, then if people are meeting up for it, I think they always say that if you are going to go for a swim, then don't go in on your own. Make sure that there's someone with you, or someone knows that you're going in as well. But also, they're not. You need to be mindful of what your own abilities are as well. So you kind of take your own responsibility for going in. So if you want to swim, then you can. If you just want to do what I did, which was sort of tread water and bop around a little bit and get my shoulders under, and once I got my breath back, could have a little chat then that's fine. But I would say that, like, everyone who was there was absolutely fantastic, and they gave me so much support. So if it's something that, as I said, if it's something you feel interested in doing, then do it. But I would say make sure you've got lots of warm clothes to wrap up with afterwards, and a nice warm drink. But it kind of does set you up for the rest of the day then as well. I mean, I did that on the Sunday, so it was down there at 9. By the time I got back home, it was 10, and I was ready to attack the rest of the day. Then I felt invigorated by going in. Not sure if it's something I will do on a full regular basis, but I think it's probably something that I will do on a semi regular basis. So for me, thank you for those that looked after me and whilst I was down there and gave me the encouragement and the support. It was an experience. It was something that I've always thought about doing, and they enabled me to do it. So, but if you're interested, you can find them on the social media. So you just need to search for Barry Blue Tits. It's open to sort of everyone. There's just read the disclaimers they've got on their pages there. But yeah, that was absolutely, it's one of those, I chuckled that I did it, but if I'd thought about doing it, I probably wouldn't have gone in as much as I did. But yeah, been there, done that. Now up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry, as we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Glastonbury Junior's Family Tribute Festival, in association with Barry Training Services, is back for 2025. Featuring sensational tributes to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry and Harry Styles. With a Big Top, Tiny Tots Disco, rides, workshops, the New Wave Wrestling Academy and loads more. Glastonbury Junior's 2025 is live at Romilly Park on Friday, July the 25th, and is sponsored by Affluent Time, Sunkiss, Salon No. 7 and Bro Radio. Single tickets and family passes are on sale now at glastonbury.com.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This